So, hi. So, I'm going to ask my year 12 French to speak about ICT. So, guys, what do you think that using ICT in the French class is more engaging? After the giggling, they are going to start to speak.
Yes, I think it's more interactive, definitely. And over to you, Jessica.
Yeah, it's good because instead of just sitting there and looking at a book, you can actually do something that's far more interesting. And because your brain remembers interesting things more than it remembers boring things, remember?
Mm-hmm.
What bits of ICT do you think is more engaging?
PowerPoints.
PowerPoints are good. Little games. Video clips.
So first, PowerPoint. Why is PowerPoint more engaging, you think? Is it the teacher using PowerPoint or you using PowerPoint to show what you've learned?
Both.
Yeah.
I think, because you can pretty much do anything with it, so it's not limited. So you can just explain it in any kind of way.
Okay.
Yeah, PowerPoints are just good for a guide sort of thing. If you're speaking about something.
So Sage, you spoke about video clips. What do you think about that?
I think the one songs are good as well because it, like the ones that we've done have helped introduce us to new tenses and stuff. And I don't know, they're just good.
But what's the difference for you between me playing a tape and using YouTube? Because at the end I could use a type and I could introduce you to new grammar points or new tenses just using songs from a type, but I don't do that. What do you think is better to use YouTube, or maybe you think it's exactly the same?
I think with a tape it's different because it's just, you can tell it's for a school because they just talk like really monotonous and they just, it's really boring.
Okay.
So, and sometimes it's not very modern as well. I don't know.
Jessica, what do you think?
Tape is incredibly boring because all you're doing is sitting and listening to it, but if you're looking at YouTube, you've got something to watch as well, so you're following along, so it's using your ears and your eyes to learn it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use ICT hips at home?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Again, we're still in the context of a French class, eh?
Mm.
How do you use it and when and why?
PowerPoints to remember stuff or get stuff offline and watch them.
Okay. So do you go on YouTube online after we've done a song at school?
No.
No? Okay.
It'd be incredibly hard to find. Language Perfect is good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the website of Language Perfect to revise your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't you... No, no, say anything else?
I don't know. It's just good. There's not much to say.
Do you think that we use too much ICT in class?
No way.
There's a good balance, I think, between the ICT and just the written, normal, old-fashioned.
So do you think that teachers should be careful of not using too much ICT?
I prefer ICT to written stuff.
Okay. But what about kinesthetic activities? You know, like when I do little cards that you have to...
Oh, no, that's good too.
That's good too.
Yeah. I think as long as it's interactive and it's not just a teacher standing out there, like as long as you're involved. And
do you think that teachers do that too much? Like they do... Just use ICT as them being in front of the class and...
I think in some classes, definitely. Maths and science, maybe.
English is pretty bad.
Oh, yeah,
English. I don't want to hear any names.
Right.
But... What do you think is going to be the school in the future? How is going to be the school in the future? Tell me, what would be your dream?
Computers everywhere.
Computers everywhere?
Everywhere.
Like, everywhere. Like,
I don't know, I'd get sick of it.
Ah, so you would sick. So, let's start with Sage. You would get sick of ICT.
Yeah.
if it was computer everywhere?
I think so. There's only so many things you can learn from a computer, I think. But it is good.
And you, Jessica? So obviously you want computers everywhere?
Well, not computers, but like, just, you know how they make those ones? You've got like the board that you can write on and stuff, so it's like,
yeah.
It's just so much more that you can do with just drawing or writing. It's just, you know, extra.
So what would be the school? How would be the school in the future?
Well, as far as I know, they're testing things like that, like a laptop that has, instead of a keyboard, it has writing on it, so it's just like you put all your stuff into it.
Okay, so you want laptops with little tablets instead of a keyboard. Do you think that school should provide laptops to everybody, or parents should provide laptops?
Schools, because it's
parents.
Because
schools can't afford it.
Yeah, but like they afford textbooks and stuff, it would be just the same, except
the amount of money will not be the same, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, but still, it would be. So by then, things like that will be cheaper because there'll be so much new stuff coming out every year.
Yeah, but still, a laptop is $1,000, eh?
You can get them for cheaper.
Yeah, but still, time 900 kids, no? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's always the fact that someone's going to break one, someone's going to lose one. So are you saying that in the future you think that it's going to be all your stuff stored on the laptop instead of carrying around all your books?
Mm. Well, wouldn't it be better for the environment because you're not cutting out the trees and making piece of paper?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
Like
but you're making...
There's pros and cons for both of them, but...
Yeah.
It just depends whether you like it.
I think we are heading that way, the more technology.
I can see in our school that a lot of teachers using ICT heaps, eh?
Yeah.
It's because it's so much quicker.
I think it's quite quick too.
The only class I can think of that we don't use it at all is drama. It's the only class we don't use.
Sometimes it's only free class.
Do you use it even in art?
I don't take art.
Ah, you don't take art.
I wouldn't imagine.
What is the best thing that a teacher has used in ICT that you thought, gee, that's the best? And you don't have to say one of my classes. Just be honest.
I'm trying to think of something now.
I think, I don't know. I think the fact that some teachers put all their notes on Moodle is good.
Yeah, Moodle.
Because then when it comes to exams and you've forgotten something, you can go back and look at that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if that's the best thing.
Yeah, English Perfect's pretty good. PowerPoint's really pretty good. Just anything.
Most of it's pretty good.
What don't you like about PowerPoint? Is there one thing that you... Or is that the way that people use it that you just think like, oh my god, what have they done now with PowerPoint?
With all the effects and all those dumb colours and stuff.
Heaps and heaps of text. Like,
yeah.
So much text.
That you're not going to read at all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that bores you?
Yeah.
What did you say about the colours? What did you mean, Sage?
I probably didn't have anything to do with it, but when people use all the colours that make you want to look away.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibly bright and they flash and it's horrible.
Uh-huh.
But I think what Jessica said about that people don't summarise, they just write a big thing.
Do you rather to have bullet points?
You actually remember more if it's in a bullet point,
yeah.
Because then you can, like, if you want to write it yourself, so you can just connect it all with your own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which makes it your own.
Mm-hmm.
Me, what I hate is that when I go to a conference, that someone put a PowerPoint on the board and read the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Like, they actually read it for me. I'm quite insulted because I'm like, well, you know, I can read it. I don't need you to read it for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'd rather you to show me some words and speak about them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when you're presenting it, you should only be using it as a guide rather than just reading it.
Yeah. You know. Do you want to add any more thing about ICT in French class?
You can use pictures more often, and pictures tend to help, like it. It's for everyone, it's not just for people who learn by writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Visual.
That's it?
Mm. Yep.
Thank you very much.